South Dakota's winter wheat harvest is moving along, despite some starts and stops from rain, heavy dew, and humidity. The crop is surprising harvesters as the yields in many areas are strong, according to CropTech agronomist Marty Phillips of Winner.
I'm hearing some crazy high yields. And yeah, the wheat looked great, and it was a great spring, summer for it, and it sure looks like it. I mean, the wheat fields look beautiful.
Phillips reports test weights are good, roughly 62 pounds, and proteins are holding despite the higher yields. The crop is not without challenges, though, as some fields went down with lodging.
For what people have been saying, they've been getting it picked up, and it's yielding very, very well in them areas, which is good. I was kind of worried that it was going to be a lot of straw and some poor wheat right there, but it sounds like the bushels have been staying pretty consistent in them lodged areas.
The story changes a bit as one moves west from central South Dakota, as late spring dryness in the western tier of counties has shifted to drought. Badlands agronomy consultant Brian Luter reports winter wheat yields are all over the board, from 25 bushels per acre in the driest areas to north of 100 bushels further east.
The percentage of areas that are in that triple digits this year is higher than normal. The total area in that 25-30 bushel is much smaller than normal.
He states rains in the far west shut off after Mother's Day, but farmers in central regions fared better.
There is some pockets that are north of 100 on field averages. They're closer to peer, and the pockets of 70 bushel get smaller as you go west.
Luter sees test weights staying strong, again 62 pounds and up. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.